Okay, let's just dive right in and unpack this enormous story that dropped right at the start of 2026. If you follow cybersecurity news, or let's be honest, if you were just on Instagram, you saw the headlines. Claims of a massive, devastating data leak. Over 17 million accounts. The panic just, it went viral.
It absolutely did. And when you see a number like 17 million, the first question, that immediate gut reaction is, were my passwords stolen? Is my account compromised right now? But the sources we pulled from security firms, from news analysis, and of course, from Meta's own official response, they tell a much more complex story. And in some ways, it's more worrying than a simple password breach.
So that's our mission today. We are going to cut through that noise. We're diving into the facts, looking at the data, analyzing what Meta actually said in its defense, and most importantly, giving you the essential, actionable security steps you need to take. Because the core of this whole thing really hinges on one crucial distinction. It's about understanding the difference between a system breach and the exploitation of a persistent bug.
Exactly. Let's start with the incident itself, the scale of it, and what triggered all that initial fear.
The alarm bells were just deafening, and it was largely driven by the sheer size of the data set being claimed. You had cybersecurity firms, Malwarebytes was a big one, issuing warnings about 17.5 million accounts. And this data wasn't being sold on the dark web. It was reportedly being distributed for free on hacking forums, which just guarantees maximum exposure.
Yeah, and what stands out here isn't just the volume, but the specific contents. We've confirmed the data set claimed to have records for 17,017,213 accounts. And this isn't just random metadata. This is extremely personal, granular information.
So give us the inventory. What exactly was allegedly exposed?
We're looking at a huge cache of what's called PII, or personally identifiable information. It included over 6.2 million unique email addresses, approximately 3.5 million unique phone numbers, and more than 12.4 million full names. And to make it even worse, for about 1.3 million of those accounts, a physical address was also included. I mean, this is a gold mine for anyone looking to run targeted attacks.
That is a staggering collection of real-world identifiers. But let's just get the single most important safety point out of the way right now, because this really determines the immediate panic level for you, if you're listening.
Yes. If you think you might be one of those 17 million, here is the critical fact you need to hear. The leaked data set does not contain user passwords. According to all the available evidence and Meta's own statements, your login credentials were not directly stolen or compromised in this incident.
Okay, that's huge.
It immediately shifts the risk from, my account is being taken over right now, to I'm vulnerable to social engineering later.
That is a huge relief, but it does mean we have to figure out what Meta actually admitted to. If they're denying a breach, the keys to the kingdom being stolen, then what was the actual problem they had to fix? Let's get to their official response.
Meta was very clear, specifically in their talks with news outlets like Bleeping Computer. They denied any kind of system breach. So that means they deny anyone got unauthorized access to their internal servers or to the databases where they securely store passwords.
So if nobody broke into the database, what was this issue that let someone collect 17 million data points?
Well, Meta conceded they had fixed an issue that allowed an external party to request mass password reset emails for some Instagram users. Essentially, some kind of automated process was being exploited. They claimed the bug was addressed and told users they could safely ignore any unexpected reset notifications.
Okay, this is where we need to nail down that distinction. A breach is like someone stealing the gold from the vault. So in that analogy, what is this bug? What is this thing that allows for mass requests and data scraping?
This is where understanding the API, the application programming interface, is really essential. Think of the API as the set of rules, the contract that lets different pieces of software talk to each other. It's what lets a third-party app get your basic info or lets the Instagram app itself request your profile data.
Like letting your smart fridge talk to the McDelivery service. It's necessary for things to work.
Precisely. It's functional, but it has rules. So when Meta says there was a bug, they mean there was a weakness in that API contract. Maybe an endpoint that should have been restricted was left open to automated tools, to scrapers. And those tools just systematically fed the API millions of usernames and got back whatever PII was accessible. The difference is huge. A breach is an internal theft. Scraping is exploiting a weak door that's publicly accessible.
But wait, if that bug allowed someone to request mass password reset emails, why didn't they just do that? Why not cause total chaos and lock millions of users out of their accounts?
That's a really interesting point about the attacker's goal here. It seems the goal wasn't chaos. It was about acquiring PII, about collecting data they could monetize later.
I see.
So while they could request the reset email, they still wouldn't have access to your personal inbox to actually complete the password change. They were just using the bug to confirm that, yes, this username is active, and yes, it's linked to this specific email address. That's invaluable for data collection, but not for an immediate account takeover.
Okay, and this is where the story gets really murky for you, the listener, because the whole narrative around when this data was collected is just, it's a total mess. Let's dig into the timeline mystery.
The conflating timelines, they add a huge layer of confusion, and it's frustrating if you're trying to understand your own risk. The group that published the data initially claimed it came from a 2024 Instagram API leak.
Okay, so very recent. But security researchers and analysts, they pushed back on that date almost immediately.
They did. Many experts were suggesting that the data looked like it came from a much older 2022 API scraping incident. They argued the format, the way the data was structured, it just seemed more consistent with known scrapes from back then.
So we've got a 2024 claim from the leaker and a 2022 counterclaim from researchers. What did Meta have to say about those dates?
And this is the part that just throws the whole thing into question. Meta contradicted both theories. They stated pretty definitively that they were not aware of any API incidents occurring in either 2022 or 2024.
So why would they be so firm about that? If researchers are seeing evidence pointing to 2022, why the total denial?
Well, it goes back to that difference between a breach and a bug, and all the legal and financial implications that come with it. Admitting a widespread new API vulnerability in 2024 or 2022 is costly. It implies they failed to secure their platform against recent threats. The better story for Meta is to say the data is old.
Ah, so they're leaning on the past. Let's revisit that big historical incident then.
Right. The most relevant event is the major 2017 API bug. That one allowed attackers to scrape and sell personal info from 6 million accounts. And so the theory from many analysts is that this current 17 million record data set is probably a compilation.
A mix and match.
Exactly. The bulk of it is probably the old 2017 data, maybe combined with smaller, more recent data gatherings, or even data stolen from third-party apps that had API access years ago.
So we're just left with zero clarity. The leaker says 2024, researchers say 2022, and Meta basically says, we don't know, but it wasn't recent. The true origin is completely opaque.
Precisely. And that lack of transparency is a huge problem. But, you know, regardless of when the PII was taken, the data is out there. So let's shift focus to what really matters now. How this PII is going to be weaponized against you.
We've established your passwords are safe from this specific incident, but that collection of names, emails, phone numbers, that's still incredibly dangerous. How does that actually translate into an attack for the average person?
The risk is no longer generic spam. It's sophisticated, targeted deception. Threat actors use that combination of PII to build trust. It's a process called spear phishing. They make the scam personal.
And what are the main methods they'll use?
We need to watch out for three things. First, really sophisticated phishing campaigns. They have your email, they know your real name, and they know your Instagram username. An email claiming to be from Instagram's security team that mentions your real account activity, that's instantly more convincing than a generic message.
And second, there's a term we hear a lot, smishing attacks.
Smishing is just phishing over SMS text messages. They use those leaked phone numbers to send urgent texts, maybe claiming there's been a suspicious login or that you need to verify your identity to prevent account deletion. And because they know your number is linked to that specific Instagram username, it feels legitimate.
And the third, which is often the most damaging, is the classic social engineering scheme.
Yes, this is the big one. Armed with your full name and confirmed contact details, a scammer can build a very detailed profile on you. They might call you or send messages across different platforms, referencing details from your public profile or the leaked data. Their goal is always manipulation. They want to trick you into voluntarily providing the one thing they don't have.
Your actual password.
Your actual password. Or getting you to click a malicious link that installs malware.
Can you give a quick example? How does that PII combo make an attack so successful?
Sure. Imagine you get a text message that uses your full real name. It says, hi. Your full name. We noticed a login attempt on your Instagram account. Your real username from Paris.
Okay.
Reply yes to confirm or click this link to reset your password. Because they correctly matched your phone number, your real name, and your username, that spam alert filter in your brain just gets bypassed. You're primed to believe it's real and click that malicious link.
That heightened risk demands some immediate practical security steps. What is the single most urgent thing someone should do right now?
Well, beyond the obvious, if you reuse passwords, change them everywhere, which you shouldn't be doing anyway, the most critical step is enabling two-factor authentication. Do it immediately on Instagram and every other sensitive account you have.
And for someone listening who knows the basics, should they be using the default SMS 2FA?
No, absolutely not, if you can avoid it. While SMS 2FA, getting a code sent via text, is better than nothing, it's vulnerable to attacks like SIM swapping. For real protection, you should use an authenticator app like Authy or Google Authenticator.
Right.
These apps generate time-sensitive codes on your device itself, meaning even if your phone number is stolen or your PII is leaked, that second factor remains safe and inaccessible to an attacker.
That's a key distinction. Use an authenticator app, not SMS. What about handling those unexpected password reset emails Meta was talking about?
Vigilance is everything. If you get an unexpected password reset email or text, just ignore it. Delete it. Do not click any links in it. If you are genuinely concerned, don't use the link. Instead, go directly to the official Instagram app or website by typing the address in yourself. Never, ever authenticate through an unsolicited email.
And what are the quick warning signs for an imposter message?
Look for anything that demands urgency. You know, your account will be deleted or threatens you. Or if it asks you to type your password directly into a form in an email. And remember this one simple rule. Instagram or any legitimate company will never ask for your password via email, text, or DM, ever. Also, check the sender's domain. If it is not the official address, it's a scam.
And what about just managing your digital identity in general? This kind of threat seems to demand a bigger strategy.
Absolutely. Beyond making your account private, think about managing your contact details. For social media, consider using a unique or a burner email address that isn't tied to your banking or financial accounts. The less data you make public and the more you compartmentalize your digital life, the less valuable that scraped data becomes to a scammer.
Let's zoom out a bit to the bigger picture here. These steps all rely on us, the users, being vigilant. But it really forces the question, why are the platforms themselves allowing this kind of mass data extraction to happen over and over again?
It brings us right back to that tension over the API. And we have to reinforce this was likely scraping, not a breach. Scraping exploits functionality. It's not a total system failure. The challenge for platforms like Meta is balancing that necessary API functionality with security.
It's a real tightrope walk for them.
It is. Think of it like a big glass store window.
Yeah.
It has to be accessible 24/7 so legitimate customers, developers, partners, the app itself, can look in and request basic information. But if the security is flawed, a hacker can sneak an automated tool through a tiny crack in that window and just systematically grab all the publicly accessible flyers, the PII, off the counter.
That's a perfect analogy, and it illustrates this is an industry-wide challenge, right? Every major platform has faced this.
Correct. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, they've all grappled with API scraping because these APIs need to be open enough for innovation, but restricted enough to prevent this kind of industrial-scale abuse. It is a constant game of catch-up, where platforms are patching holes only after they've been exploited.
Let's touch on the media framing one more time. We saw a massive data breach everywhere. Why do you think that framing was used, and why was it ultimately not helpful?
It was detrimental because it caused unnecessary panic about password theft, which wasn't the actual threat here. But more importantly, by focusing on a breach, the media may have inadvertently played into Meta's hands by minimizing the real long-term problem. The persistent failure to stop API scraping.
Mm.
The focus should be on the severe risk of PII weaponization and the need for immediate user action, not panic over something that didn't happen. The framing has to balance timely reporting with caution.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, what is the final essential takeaway for the listener?
The summary is this. The immediate danger of an account takeover is low because your passwords weren't leaked. But the confirmed exposure of 17 million records of PII demands an immediate and permanent upgrade to your security hygiene. This leak shifts your risk profile from passive security to active vigilance against targeted phishing and social engineering. Go enable that authenticator app today.
And that brings us to the final provocative thought for you to think about. We've established that this data is out there. Yet the source material shows that the true timeline of this massive 17 million record data set, it remains a complete mystery. Meta denies a 2022 or 2024 incident, while analysts are pointing to a mix that includes a relic from 2017.
So if the ability of these huge platforms to secure our data and rebuild trust relies entirely on fully understanding when, how, and for how long vulnerabilities were exploited, what does this ongoing opacity, this inability to definitively pin down the origin of this data, what does that mean for the long-term security and trustworthiness of any massive social media platform holding your personal information?
Think about that lack of certainty. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.